statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working-age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Not only Sandra, but all you two, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Saudi Arabia is a problem. Holy Ghost. Did you guys see what they did to Argentina today? Hey, yes, I'm talking about the World Cup. Omo, see how they close-marked Messi. They were using Messi to do anyhow. My guy was trying all his dribble here, dribble there. No way. They commot ball from his leg. A whole goat. Oh, gosh. They used the people's goat to fry us soon today. It was not funny, but it was. My goodness. I'm sure that Messi was saying, where is Nigeria? Oh, where is my customer? Because now for Nigeria, body it is strong. I mean, they get power pass. Anyways, if you watch the match and you want to talk to me about it, were you surprised by the outcome? Did you expect that outcome? What do you think about Argentina's performance against Saudi Arabia today? When you give us a call, talk about it right here, your number one station for talk. Second hard fact of the day, the I Beg to Differ debate tournament of champions will hold in March. Right here on Hard Facts, 12 of the best debaters that we have seen during our first four editions will come back to the Tournament of Champions and debate for a chance to win 2 million naira. It's brought to you by our headline sponsor, Paystack. Now, we already know that our first 11 are four of our champions, Tamvita Kaushik, Ruth Okorocha, Esther Bawaji, Fabian Chibundu. Then our four runners-up, Emmanuel Anadi, Deborah Pamzat, Hamid Olarinwaju, Stephanie Ehi. Then Ramadan Oladipupo Olamilekan, Nicholas Musa Okoya, Deborah Ajike were all extended merit-based invitations. Now, you and I are going to pick debater number 12. So from now until November 30th, anytime you call, anytime you WhatsApp, you can vote for one past debater who isn't in the first 11. I'm going to tally all your votes, and then from the top 10, I will pick one person to come and join the first 11. If you love I Beg to Differ, you're going to really love the Tournament of Champions. It's a longer tournament. It's going to have a group stage, so every debater will debate at least twice, guaranteed. And you could get to see your dream debates with people from different editions going head-to-head. Don't miss it when it comes around in March. God willing, we're all alive to see it. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about Bode George saying that Jandor's emergence brought problems to Lagos PDP. Oh, yes. Then let's talk about ministers accusing the finance minister of inflating their budgets. And then let's talk about Peter Obi's town hall appearance yesterday. If Chukwudi makes it into the studio, he'll bring you Community U Report. If not, I'll take that time to play previous editions of I Beg to Differ for you, which will help you decide who you want to vote for and who you don't want to vote for. By the way, I'm going to have the Lagos PRO of INEC on the Big Heart Fact today, talking about the voter register cleanup exercise and answering your questions. So if you have questions about maybe trying to get your PVC, all of those with these wild accusations about, oh, I went here to get my PVC, they didn't want to give it to me, etc. I have the PRO of Lagos's INEC joining me in the studio at 5. Don't miss that conversation. As usual, we'll have updates at the top of every hour, but let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on the hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is the Lagos PDP united? Is the Ministry of Finance inflating other ministries' budget? And how did Obi fare at yesterday's town hall? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Bode George says, Lagos PDP is divided over gender. That's our first story. Did you catch the Daily Digest this morning with Jimmy Disu? The Daily Digest happens every morning here on Nigeria Info, but this particular segment was on the Discourse, the Daily Discourse with Jimmy Disu. And Jimmy Disu interviewed Bode George, a PDP leader here in Lagos. They covered a lot of ground, right? But I want to focus on what Bode George said about the PDP here in Lagos and about Jandor getting the ticket. If you are watching us live, I'm about to play the video for you, just in case you couldn't watch in the morning. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. If you cannot watch live, well, listen to this.
Can you explain to me, sir, how Mr. Adediran was able to come from the APC, get into the PDP, and won the ticket?
Yeah. Now, usually I don't want to lower my bridge and take our internal issues to the public.
So, but there are issues.
There are issues. Mm-hmm. And he knows. And then the people who brought him and all those people, they know. They know what my views are. And I don't want to go into the national plate and take something that is still within a resolution.
It's still manageable. Yeah. So they're invariably hinting that all is not well.
There are problems. He knows.
But what are these problems, if I may ask?
We will resolve them because as a leader, kids will always be kids.
Mm.
What you most
you think
us of the managing members of our party in Lagos, and once you do that, you open the doors for a lot of mess. We warn them. We advise them. You know. That's all you could do.
Mm.
Now, we are now in the throes of trying to readjust.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we can still do that. But, you know, there is also a saying in my part of the world, if you go to the forest and trees are falling on trees, you start from the top.
Do you think that...
We will get through.
Didn't you feel a bit suspicious that somebody coming from the APC is coming to get your ticket?
That wasn't the approach at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was free-willing for people to vote and, you know, because of the mess created by the national. And it's not only in Lagos. That's the mismanagement of those who are these characters at the national. APC, too, has the same problem. You know, remember, you know, it's the leadership that must get involved.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, oh, I'm not part of it, of course. Before you say Jack Robinson, they would have ruined everything you have done. Because what remains unchangeable at the roots of a tree is only the leaves that can change.
That can fall off.
Fall off and then you renew and you start again. But the roots, that's why we keep warning these people.
Also, because of this internal instability problems, do you think that gives him a very good shot at the governorship?
We will resolve it. Look, trust me. Let's sort out the mess at the national. And it is a fundamental issue we are talking about.
Hmm.
What is good for the goose must be good for the gander. If you take two positions, we also want two positions.
The deputy that... Was she a member of your party?
No, she wasn't. No, those are part of the.
So how did that then happen?
You know, I don't think it is time yet for me. Yes,
I'd love to see your memoirs when you write them.
You bet you would love to read them so much. I've started already.
Yeah,
that's why I said I'm winding down. You know.
Yes, you said you'll retire next year.
Yes, and I take a back seat. I will no longer be partisan, but it will be a good read because so many issues that, as a general, that you know in the military you would never expect to happen.
Oh, yeah. Were you taken by surprise by the emergence of the lady? Didn't the party sit and decide who would be the deputy governor?
We did everything possible. I don't want to open that page again. Because it will keep, you know, we have opposition parties that are also jostling for the same thing. But I want to assure the public that we will continue to manage ourselves, resolve the issues, because if we have the capacity to resolve our issues, we will be able to convince Nigerians that when we have bigger issues in this country, we have the capacity to manage such issues.
Is the PDP in Lagos State is it healthy? I don't think so. I mean, if as a party of the stature of the PDP, somebody comes from the opposition party, becomes the candidate, took the ticket, and also you have the deputy with strong members like you. No, because I saw a video somewhere where you had suggested what's his name now. Labour Party candidate.
I don't want to open up the Pandora box.
I'd like you to open them up. I'm a newsman.
Let's keep all my interests in this. You know, these issues, yes, they are there, but I don't think they are completely out of our control yet. You know,
time is running.
But we cannot. You keep 24 hours in politics is a dead long time.
But then you see, the 24 hours in politics is a dead long time.
Yes.
The Ogberis out there who are going to also,
yeah,
we don't
course.
See that way.
But you think, look at the opposition party.
Mm.
Because they have a national leader. I mean, the president is the leader. I don't know. In their own concept, they are calling Ashaju the national leader.
Yes.
That's a misinterpretation of the structure of the political party. Even in America, once the president emerges or he is the presidential candidate,
he's the leader of the party. Talking of leader, you were with Buhari in the military.
Oh yeah.
And at the Jos convention, he didn't say a word. Why do you think that was?
When
the launch of the campaign, I didn't see him.
You mean the national campaign?
Yes, of the APC.
You know, well, they in our party.
Does it mean anything to you that he didn't say anything?
No. That's their party. You know, I don't know what their rules are.
But isn't it strange that...
It
is strange that, because, you know, I mean, I remember Obasanjo's time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
When he became the president, he was the leader of the party. You know, so a leader must be a leader. Not that you start running the kitchen, the toilet and all that. You leave all those things for the people. But once there are issues to be resolved,
You step in.
Maybe that is his style.
By your estimation, by your own.
I'm not a member of their party.
As an observer, watching the tactics of your opponents, do you think he's in charge of the party?
Let me give you my impression of APC as a political party.
Yes.
It is a contraption. The APC is a contraption. And I can tell you that Nigerians are absolutely APC fatigued.
An observer, watching the tactics of your opponents, do you think he's in charge of the party?
Let me give you my impression of APC.
All right, that's Bode George speaking to Jimmy Disu this morning on Lagos. Wow, I was watching that interview this morning while I was getting ready for my show, and wow, Bode George seems to be implying that the National Party undermined the state party, leading to Jandor getting the ticket. And he's also saying that Jandor has not made peace with the state party. Now, if you are a PDP member, I want to hear from you. Is Bode George painting an accurate picture of your party right now? Or is this a one-sided view based on maybe personal political beef? And for Lagosians in general, please tell me how you see the PDP's preparation for elections in Lagos. Now, as you heard towards the end of that clip that I played for you, Bode George also talked about national politics. He said the Southwest PDP isn't happy with how the party handled Atiku getting the ticket. He agrees with Mwike that Ayu should step down since both he and Atiku are Northerners. And then it got really interesting towards the end. Jimmy Disu asked him a very, very simple question, right? Very simple question. Jimmy Disu asked him, who are you going to vote? And he gave a very interesting answer.
On that election day, are you going to vote, sir?
Oh, you bet.
So
I won't tell you who I'm going to vote for. That's my choice.
Well, there's a problem, sir. If you can't tell me specifically that you'll be casting the vote for PDP and you will vote.
Yes, I will vote.
Haven't made up your mind yet?
No, we are still...
Is there a chance you might vote for the APC?
Never.
Is there a chance you might vote for OB?
I won't answer that, but it is not, it's not closed.
I'm happy.
It's not closed.
Okay.
It's not closed. Okay.
So Bode George could say with his chest that he wasn't voting for Tinubu, but couldn't say with his chest the same thing about P2B. What do you think about what Bode George had to say on Nigeria Info this morning? You can watch the full interview. It's still available on our website, nigeriainfo.fm, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, talk to me about Saudi Arabia versus Argentina. If na Nigeria now, let's go get energy to the pound or see what's in Saudi Arabia you sound too. Oh gosh, did you watch that? How did you feel? Did you bet on it? Who did you bet on? Did you predict the win? You can talk about that as well if you'd like to. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I'm fine. My name is Engineer Robert.
Welcome, Engineer Robert.
Okay, I want to talk concerning the issues and PDP in Lagos State.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
It's very, very obvious, and then even known to the people who are not even are not partisan.
Okay.
There's a problem in PDP.
Hmm.
What is happening presently in PDP also happened in PDP Ogun State, where the leaders allowed a person of Jimmy Lawal coming from APC to get a ticket, and it was done in such a way that the PDP, the APC knew that there is a particular candidate in Ogun State that will automatically defeat the incumbent governor. So by so doing, they planted this man to come around in Ogun State, collect the ticket, so by if there's anything they can be able to be, that is why you will see the issue of going to court. And even this morning that they asked the Ogun State and PDP to go by doing another primary. I felt something similar happened in Lagos State. It's just that the way that the PDP Lagos State have been able to manage the situation in Lagos State is somehow different from and that of Ogun State.
Okay.
But I see something that the ruling party are the one doing this. They are only planting those candidates. But the opposition party have not done enough. So that is why, you know, and when you know your house is your roof is
leaking,
and you don't do the normal thing, then you expect anything to come in.
All right, thank you very much for calling, Engineer. 99.3, hello.
Good evening to you, Lady Sandra.
Good evening, sir. How are you? What's your name?
I'm very okay, my dear. My name is Prince Wise.
Prince Wise, welcome. Go ahead.
You see, when you talk of PDP in Lagos, they are not in order. And as it is, they always blame the ruling party. Must you blame the ruling party? You must put your house in order. That must be discipline from one level to this level. So, if the free at the end of the day, they should blame themselves. They should not blame the ruling party. The same that goes to Lagos, goes to Ogun State as well.
Hmm.
The same thing that's happening in Lagos and the Ogun State still happening nationally between the party. So, number one, when you have to, and you have your constitution, what has to follow the constitution of your party?
Hmm.
If somebody says, I want to unify Nigeria today, and you can't unify your own party, what can somebody say, you should vote for only my tribe, don't vote for other tribe. It is right in Nigeria when we say we want to cement the unity of this country, Sandra. For me, Lagos is to put down, so that Baba has just spoken now. If you want to do that, say wisdom elderly. You should call his children. He's got a round table and said to the matter amicably.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Prince YS 99.3.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Estienne Ubong.
Welcome.
Dominic.
Good to have you on the show, Dominic.
I call from Olora.
Welcome.
You see, PDP should learn their lesson.
Okay.
Because, you see, the North have played down on them. They should learn their lesson.
Okay.
If they pull their weight behind Obi, all these things will be the story of the past. I rest my case. Thank you.
Dominic, thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hi, Chandra.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. My name is Shade.
Hi, Shade. Welcome.
Wait, first, before I talk, where's my cookie?
Where's your cookie? Where's your that one. You did. I sent it to you now. Ask your security man.
I'm coming to get it.
Ask your security man. I sent it.
Okay. No problem. Also, do you recall who Ramadan beat for his quarterfinal and semifinal game? I mean, debate?
The semifinals.
That's why I want to nominate.
Oh, yes. Deborah Pamzat. She's coming back.
No, not Deborah. Oh, gosh. No, I forgot. No, the oh, gosh. The girl that was ill, but she's still.
Oh, Emmanuel, Andrella Nadi.
That's her.
Okay.
Andrea.
Okay.
That's
who you're nominating. Okay. All right,
Shadi. So, Saudi Arabia, Argentina. I watched that game. It was great.
It was great.
I was shocked. But they have a very good coach. I mean, we should look at that part, right?
Yeah.
And be like, not too surprised.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, I thought a draw would be the best they'll get, but they beat us.
They beat them. They shagged them. They showed them shagged.
I'm telling you. People are not saying Messi has a swollen ankle. I beg. Swollen ankle. With PDP. See, I'm disappointed in PDP. I really am. Because I really thought they had a thing to step up, at least in Lagos State, and do something. And like when Jandor came, I was like, from where to where? Why? What? I mean, it's so messy right now. Like, I'm like, they can change back to like even Rose Vibe or something. I think they have a better chance. This Jandor business and Funke Akindele, they are not going to top APC. And I was really looking for somebody to give APC a run for their money. But I don't think it's going to happen this time around. Yeah.
Shadi, thanks for calling Lagos. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. To Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 3:41 right now, and for those of you who are wondering, it's still 0-0 between Denmark and Tunisia. I'm seeing the scores live on my screen at the moment. They've gone into the 81st minute and no goals yet. Anyways, let's bring you our second story on today's Big Three. Three different ministries are accusing the finance ministry of inflating their budgets. That's our second story. Right now, ministries are defending their 2023 budgets at the National Assembly, and they're telling the Red Chamber that the budget in front of them isn't the budget that they submitted to the Finance Ministry. Lagos, are you following this story? We heard from Sadia Farouk, the Humanitarian Affairs Minister, and she told the Senate, quote, yes, we made mention of the projects of 2022 that were not released, and part of it was for the NEDC. The money was not released. Now that we have seen it recurring by almost tenfold, we're also going to seek clarification from the Ministry of Finance to know why the increase occurred, despite the fact that the previous year, the money requested wasn't released for the projects. So we'll get the details and then send them to you, end quote. So Farouk is saying that next year's budget contains some projects that she had requested in this year's budget but were rejected. But now she's seeing them in the 2023 budget, but their prices have been inflated times 10. We heard something similar last week from the Defense Minister, Bashir Magashi. He claimed that the Finance Ministry had added 11 billion naira to his budget. The Health Ministry has also said something similar. Now, we've not heard from Zainab Ahmed, the Finance Minister, but this whole thing is disturbing on a couple of levels. So first of all these ministers work for the executive branch. They all report directly to the president. They all sit together on the Federal Executive Council. So why were they not able to agree on what their budget is? How are ministers finding out after the budget has gone to the National Assembly that the executive changed their budget numbers? Then secondly, let's come to Sadia Farouk's claim that the contracts in her ministry were inflated to 10 times their value. Lagos, 10. Let's remember that the federal government is struggling to fund this budget. They have a budget deficit, meaning that most of the funding will come from new borrowing, new debt. Meanwhile, federal government is already suffering from heavy debt servicing. So every extra unnecessary naira spent is killing the federal government. So what if it turns out that Sadia Farouk's times 10 allegation is correct? It means that for every 1 naira needed for those contracts, someone has added 9 naira for no reason. Money that all of us are going to suffer to pay back. Here's my question, Lagos. If these allegations are true, what should happen? I'm leaving that over to you. If these allegations are true, what should happen? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. And yes, still talk to me about Saudi Arabia versus Argentina today. What did you think of the outcome of that match? Did you see it coming? And you can still be on in the Tournament of Champions March 2023. We've got 11, top 11. We have one spot left because there'll be a group stage and then round of 16 and then quarterfinals, etc., etc. You want one person who is not already in the top 11 to join them in March. You have to vote for whoever that is. Don't vote Ramadan. He's on the list. Don't vote Emmanuel Anadi. She's on the list. Don't vote Deborah Pamzat. She's on the list. Don't vote Musa Okoye, that debated the wrong topic when he was facing Stephanie Ame. He's on the list. Don't vote Stephanie Ame. She's on the list. Don't vote Hakeem Olarewaju. He's on the list. So, you know, relax, everyone. And then just vote for those who are not on the list, who you think deserve to be in the top 12 for the Tournament of Champions. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm Ahibe.
Ahibe, welcome.
Yeah, what I can deduce from what you have just said about the finance minister, that was why they worked hard to remove Adeosun using a NYC certificate to remove her.
Okay.
So that they will see a chance to fortify the money they want. When you add this woman, how come about this? You cover that she will make mention of people who aided her to continually adding money that was not there, that was not supposed to be there. So she had been doing this. It's only now God wants to unveil her evil secret. Now they're supposed to remove her from the office instantly. If that what the woman said is true, and it is true, adding 9 times amount of what she requested for 1%. That is suicidal as regards to embezzlement of money worse than that of former minister of petroleum. That's what's her name?
Dezani.
Hello?
Dezani?
During the,
Dezani.
Jonathan.
Dezani, Alison Madrid.
Dezani. The money this woman added as regards to what these people are saying now is more than Dezani. So she must be removed instantly.
All right, Ayigbe, thank you very much for calling. Of course, we don't have proof that this has been happening. We just have the current allegations to work with. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mano.
Mano, welcome.
I want to specifically touch on the PDP issue because I'm a PDP member.
Okay.
And I must say I'm disappointed in the leadership of the party.
Okay.
And of course, Jandor, the candidate.
Okay.
Now, for Jandor coming to be the ticket of the PDP, no one saw it coming that he's such a person. To be fair to him, many of us wish he's a candidate. No, but it's showing out now that he's not an experienced politician. For instance, there are some languages he uses, especially when he's being interviewed, that he's going to beat the opposition and beat their fathers. I'm sorry, Mr. Adedio, this is not wrestling. Nobody is looking at your chest, your boxing strength, the jabs you throw. Nobody is looking at that. This is an avenue where you solicit for votes. You ask for votes. You present things you are going to do for the society, I mean the community, the society, the state. You win the heart of the people. It's all about that. It's not about boxing and using some arrogant statement. It doesn't work that way. Now, for the members of the party, the original members of the party, I must say they are not happy. It might not be general, but majority. And because this is how it started. He is arguing that some people pull out of APC, who are the Lagos for Lagos faction, that came from APC to the PDP. The question is, can those people win for him? There is a structure that is called the PDP, a party. Who came into that party? You brought some people. Well, fine. We are not arguing that. But you met some people on guard. Those people you brought are going to work with those you met on guard. You can't just rubbish those you met on guard and say they mean nothing. They have no value. Talking about the deputy it's showing now that there is no political sense in that. What has he contributed to the candidacy of to his candidacy so far? If we are going to analyze everything. So I stand with Bode George 100%.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to Peter Obi, in fact, that silence speaks volume because I listened to that interview.
Okay.
That silence is a golden silence. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Richard in Lagos says, Saudi Arabia's head coach, Frenchman Hervé Renard, is the first ever coach to lead an Asian Arabian side to defeat Argentina, an Argentine team at the FIFA World Cup. The first man to lead the Saudis to defeat the Argentines in all meetings. The first man to give Zambia their first ever AFCON. And yet, Amadou Pinnick looked away from this record-breaking man when we needed his services the most. Like they say, every problem has a root. That's all I can say. Richard from Lagos with that message there. All right, Richard, thanks for your message. President Sandra, I sincerely did not see the Saudi win coming. This is quite unbelievable. Argentina being beaten blue-black on the pitch like Nigeria's... I'm going to say Super Eagles. That's not what he said, but me, I'm going to say Super Eagles. How dare you? We've got Taiwo from Shomolu who says, there's nothing wrong with borrowing. According to Ono, does this mean he will also keep borrowing? I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about there, Taiwo. Maybe you meant to send that message to somebody else. Tunde Max from Badagry says, Sandra, the loss of Argentina today was horrible and shocking. It was unbelievable because I was so confident, especially with Messi scoring first. I couldn't get it. Honestly, it affected my mood today, but it's football and I still expect Argentina to progress to the next round. All right. Bolon, Akimba Misa, Saudi Arabia's thrashing of Argentina resets football to the team definition and demystified the GOAT concept. The only female caller on Nigerian for commentary correctly predicted Saudi Arabia's win. Okay. Bahome says, Sandra, I agree with Shade. I nominate Andrella Nadi. All right, Bahome. Thank you very much. We've got this message here from Jude Anyanwu who says, Sandra, I listened to the interview at 9 o'clock and Chief Olabode George, with due respect to him as an elder statesman and former governor of Ondo State, sounded like a broken record. record throughout the interview. PDP lost the opportunity to take over Lagos State during President Olusegun Obasanjo's second term as president. I've chosen to go the historical perspective route to drive home my argument. Chief Olabode George, as the National Vice Chairman, Southwest, then, was mobilized with a substantial war chest to mobilize the electorate in Lagos, but he didn't do it. As a loyal party man in Ajegunle Apapa, we were raring to go, but he failed us. I would not like to mention the sum involved. You can fact check, but I can tell you categorically it is true. All right, Jude from Jude Anyanwu, thank you for that message. Let's see, we have time to take one final call. Do we have time for one call? Okay, let me see. No, we have like 1 minute, so no, let me just keep taking messages from social media. This one is from Chris, who's listening in Accra. Chris says, I wrote about PDP merging with Labour Party in Lagos to you weeks back. I'm reiterating it again today. We need a big coalition to dislodge APC in Lagos after 23 years. Now, not only PDP and LP, but a bigger coalition of other parties. They have till February 20 to do that. If not, they are all a bunch of selfish politicians. Chris, from Accra with that message there. Okay. By the way, let me remind you, Lagos, I'm going to have the PRO of INEC here in Lagos join us in the studio at 5 o'clock. She'll be answering questions about PVC collection, cleaning of the voter register. So many allegations from you that when you go to collect your PVC, they don't give it to you. So please make sure you're here at 5 o'clock to report those people who are doing that thing. And it's not when you call, you say, I don't want to name names. If you don't name names, how are we going to fix things? You have to tell me the ward, then if possible the name of the INEC staff, the time of day, if you have a picture of them, if you have video, please let us have all of that. It's not enough to simply say, oh, see what happened to me. We need actual evidence that this thing happened. That's how we can fight these things. And it's not enough to say, I don't want to name names, because when you say that, it's kind of like you're lying or you're exaggerating or you're making things up, right? So 5 o'clock, keep a date with me. I have INEC joining me to answer your questions about the PVC collection process and the cleaning of the register. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go here. Away. Chukwudi Ezugu is up next.